Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
It's Waddle and Sylvie here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Black, along with Adam Abdallah. We're filling in for Waddle and Sylvie today. Usually you hear our show 6 to 8 weeknights right here on ESPN 1000. We also produce Waddle and Sylvie. We're here with the guys every weekday starting at 2. Black and Abdallah filling in for Waddle and Sylvie, talking Bears with you. David in Highland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, David?
How you doing, guys?
We're good, man. What's up?
So basically, I bet the Bears to win that game, so every time they kneeled down, it made me sick, but that's the right thing to do. I mean, opposed to, if you got it, it's basically, what do you feel more comfortable with yourself? Kicking a field goal that's an extra point, more or less, or a two-point conversion? Because you got to make the two-point conversion if you score the touchdown, or else you give them the ball back with a chance to lose the game. So what are you more comfortable with, a two-point conversion or kicking a 18, 20-yard field goal?
Well, I'm not upset with kicking the field goal, David. What I'm upset with is first and goal from the 4. Just give the ball to Montgomery and run the clock and try to get in the end zone. And
if you do get in the end zone, though?
Well, if you miss,
make the two-point conversion then. Right?
But if you don't make the two-point conversion, it's still a touchdown game. Do you think you really had confidence?
What do you mean? It's not a touchdown game. It's a 6-point game.
Well, they have to score a touchdown. They can't kick a field goal to win.
Exactly. They got to score. They've got to touch it, but they can still win the game. You break it down to 3 seconds left and kick a field goal. They have no chance of winning. They don't get the ball back.
So you'd rather move back 6 yards than move forward 4 yards.
Well, I'd rather not give them a chance at winning the game at all. Never give the other team the ball.
But you still could have. If you kick the field goal on fourth down with no time left, you're losing the game. So at that point, what if there's a bad snap? What if there's a bad hold? What if there's a blocked kick?
Sure, they could have waited five. I'm not arguing the time of what they left on the clock. I'm just arguing saying trying to score a touchdown at that point is not the thing to do at all. You know, just unless you feel 100% you're going to make the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's fine either way.
I have no confidence in them in making a 2-point conversion.
I just think they should have run it on first and second down as opposed to just taking a knee. At least give your guys a chance.
So, and if he scores, then...
Yeah, then you're...
If you don't kick 2-point conversion,
well, play some freaking defense.
That's something they can't do.
Absolutely. Play some defense. Have you seen the Lions? It's the Lions. You can't stop the Lions? You can't stop the Lions from going 80 yards?
I never should have got to that point.
Good point, David. Thanks for the phone call.
All right. Take care, guys.
That's David in Highland Park. It is funny, though, the way that ended. The only thing I understand what you're saying. Just punch in the end zone, take care of business. I understand playing for the field goal to then just solidify the victory. I just don't know why they waited to 1 second on fourth down to try the field goal. Mm-hmm. That, to me, for a coach that's on the hot seat, seems very flimsy, very dangerous to live your life that way. Also, if you notice on the sideline, did you see him and Tabor doing the little, little whispers to each other, like as if they didn't have a plan going into that possession, right? Like
he doesn't know what he's doing.
Mike in Tinley Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. I know what I had this thought right away yesterday. That his job's on the line. I have this funny feeling that Justin Fields' ribs will not heal well in the next week and a half, and Andy Dalton will start a week from Sunday against the Cardinals. What do you think, fellas?
Ooh.
This is a desperate man.
He's only starting if Justin Fields can't go, if he's not healthy, which is possible. A rib injury takes time.
Mm-hmm. Cracked ribs, too, is
reported. Cracked ribs, it takes time to heal. So it is possible that Dalton starts because Justin Fields is injured. There is no way, once Justin Fields is healthy, Mike, that they're going to go back to Dalton with Fields being healthy.
If your job was hanging on it, who would you start?
I would start Justin Fields and hope that Justin Fields looks awesome at the end of the season.
Because
and then
that
I can
the
parlay
job.
That into, look, we're figuring this out. We're not far away.
Can I ask you one more question while I got you guys on the line?
Did yeah, go ahead.
Not, is it just me or did he look naggy? He looked scared to death out there yesterday. He looked like a guy in the waiting room of the maternity ward. Just sad to look at.
Mike, did you like him when they reversed that call for the fumble? He was really into it on the sideline.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
That was good. And then at the end, he ripped his headset off so fast to get out of Detroit, he almost ripped his ear off. It was funny.
Good stuff, Mike. Thanks for the phone call. If you want to join the conversation, the phone number is 312-332-3776. Abdal, were you paying attention to what Matt Nagy had to say yesterday after the game?
I did. I watched it. Yeah. I knew that you and I, as astute radio hosts, mm-hmm. we had to do our due diligence.
Yeah.
So, yes, I listened to that.
A couple of things that caught my ear. You know, Matt Nagy yesterday talking about a special group. Special group.
This is a special group across the board. And, you know, obviously stating the obvious, we've been through some stuff, the distractions the last couple of days, but it just proves to who they are. You know what I mean? What type of fighters they are, what type of winners they are. And it's, you know, there's just an appreciation that I and we as coaches have for them because they're the ones that had to go out and do it today.
Matt Nagy yesterday after the game talking about everything that went on previously in the week for the Lions game.
Again, I don't wish anything. I just know that that I was there that day to be able to go out there and lead those guys in practice and try to focus to do everything we can do to win this game today. And anything else that happens, I got people that work, you know, that know what's going on outside of that building that they tell me, okay, here's the deal, and that's it. And I go about it that way, and then we you know, I listen to what they had to say. And I think it's important in these type of times that you're very open with your players. I've taken a lot of time and effort to build relationships over the 3.5 years I've been here for these moments. Because what happens is then people try to tear you down. They try to rip you apart. They think you're vulnerable. And I think today we just proved that we're not, you know, we got guys that fight.
Matt Nagy also yesterday after the game talked about that joy in the locker room.
There's a joy in that locker room, and they're allowed to have that. They're going to have a great Thanksgiving today because they earned it, and they fought like hell, and they, you know, they told me what they were going to do, and they did it. How cool is that? Fighters they are. We got guys that fight. And they fought like hell, and we got guys that fight. Fighters they are.
Oh, no.
And they fought like hell, and we got guys that fight.
This is my
Oh, come on, Maggie. What are you doing?
That's all he's got, man.
Oh.
It's all he's got.
Again?
It's all he's got.
Again?
And they fought like hell.
It's all he's got, man.
No.
Fighting for his job, fighting for their lives.
Lord, again.
That's all they got, man.
It's time to fight.
That's all he's got. That's all he can do. What else would you? What do you do? What do you do when you're stuck in the corner?
We got guys to fight.
All the odds are against
you. Yeah, no, I know.
What do you do?
I know. It's
what do you do as a single dad?
It's all he has.
Raising two kids.
He's not single. Why trying do you
to get,
say that?
Trying to get by. Man,
he's not a single dad.
He's trying to get by, man. He's facing all these things. Maybe he's trying to get back on the dating scene. I don't know.
I feel like this is a television show on Freeform.
It is. It is. And one of the kids is a vampire. It has to be if it's on Freeform.
A vampire?
One of the kids is a vampire.
Oh,
absolutely.
Again.
Single dads. Let's hear it. His neighbor Kathy is trying to hook him up with all of her friends.
It's time to fight.
Can't believe he did it to us again.
She's bringing over wine at 2 in the afternoon.
What's she up to?
You know, if I wasn't married,
you know, need some help over here?
It's time to fight.
Those three girls thought we were talking to them.
Fighters they are. On the ocean. We got guys that fight.
sending big waves.
And they fought like hell.
And emotion.
It's time to fight.
Like how a single word.
It's time to fight.
Can make a heart open.
It's time to fight.
I might only have one match.
Fighters they are.
If only mom could see you now.
I can make an explosion.
We got guys that fight.
This is my fight.
It's time to fight.
It's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, man.
The sky.
It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. We got guys that fight. And they fought like hell. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight.
I saw it. And I was like, here we go again.
It's time to fight. It's time to fight. We got guys that fight. And they fought like hell. And
still got a lot of fight left.
It's time to fight.
Black and Abdallah, we'll be back.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
It's Waddle and Sylvie here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Black and Abdallah filling in for Waddle and Sylvie today. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. Day after Thanksgiving, FedEx Herald in Skokie. He called the ESPN 1000 312-332-3776. Wants to talk Bears. FedEx Herald, what's up, man?
Well, I'm actually calling in because I owe a dollar an apology, man. I started out bashing a little bit Wednesday night.
Oh, no.
About the Bears losing to the Lions because I thought that the Lions were probably going to get their first win off the Bears, man. But if I'm right, and I have a question, is that the Bears' first that they had this season?
What was that?
Your phone broke up.
Go ahead again. Give it to us again.
Sorry. Was that the first Bears 300-yard game that as a quarterback?
I think you might be right about that.
That's what I figured. Because I was like, I think that's the first one. But again, Adala, I'm sorry, Bastion.
It's okay.
But other than that, like I said, I thought the Lions were going to take that W, man. But you guys have a good one. Friday.
Thanks, FedEx Herald. I appreciate it. I believe it is.
It is. Fields had 291 against the Steelers.
Yeah.
That was the high mark. Dalton in his start against the Rams, 206. Basically, Fields has been around 200, just under. He had four consecutive games under 200 yards from the Raiders, Packers, Buccaneers, and 49ers. And then against the Steelers, Fields had 291. Dalton against the Ravens went 201, and then they split that competition. But Dalton 317 yesterday, so it looked pretty good.
Yeah, it's the Lions, man.
Like Patrick and Wheeling, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Patrick?
I don't know what to tell you.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Local guys, I'm just a little bit south of you there in Wheeling, but
nice.
Yeah. I know you're not in Libertyville any longer, but you always talk about it.
So. Yeah. We let's see. Is the Ram Brewery still in Wheeling?
It's actually closed down, but it was there.
Is Bob Chin's still in Wheeling?
Bob Chin's is still there.
Hell yeah.
There's a what's the wine place? There's a wine place.
Bob Chin's.
No.
Cooper Hawk.
Cooper Hawk. Yeah. Boom. Been there. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good stuff. What's up?
No, I heard the guy whoever came up with this. Talking about how Nagy was going to be fired the next day, how Dave Kaplan and Jay Hood Wednesday or whatever, Tuesday, whatever it was, brought him on. And the guy didn't even sound very confident about what he was talking about. So it's like, how do you make a statement like that but not necessarily stand by it? And the only thing that they had to say was the guy won some Pulitzer Prize, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know how that correlates with him going to be, somebody that we should listen to. But the other question...
I agree with you, Patrick. Yeah, totally. Also, Bill and I were trying to figure out, Pulitzer or Pulitzer?
I'm not even sure, to tell you the truth. I think it's... You got me. That's what Google's for. So
I Googled it, and it said Pulitzer.
Pulitzer?
But I've always thought it was Pulitzer. If you've won 312-332-3776, call us. No, but I want winners only. Winners.
You want a winner of the award?
I want a Pulitzer winner to call in with their, and
it's
I want to
like
know.
Pewter. Like, that's a color, right?
Pulitzer.
Okay.
The other question I have for you guys is, do we really think that this organization, even if they brought somebody in, you know, is going to be able to create a winning organization? Because I feel, probably the way most Bears fans feel, that if Papa Bear Halas saw what was going on, you know, ever since the 85 season in the 80s, you know, the 80s with the Bears were decent, that he would be beside himself with the way that this organization is run. The fact that we don't have a dome, the fact that, you know, we're not able to host Super Bowls, the fact that we haven't had, you know, a quote-unquote traditional, I guess, yes, we've had some decent defenses, you know, Urlacher and all the rest of that stuff, but I just think he would be beside himself with the fact of how poorly run this organization is. And I think it's from the top all the way down. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Patrick. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate the comments. And I think, yeah, George Halas probably would not be thrilled with the way that his grandchildren are running the organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a weird thing, right? Like, because outside of being a relative, George McCaskey, what are the credentials? Like, it's a family-owned team.
Yeah.
So, like, this is just how they want to run their organization.
Well, and they're allowed to because it's their organization.
Yeah.
Like, they can do whatever they want to. If they don't want to fire Nagy because they like him, they don't want to fire Pace because they don't want to, they don't have to. Like, clearly how this happened is the Pulitzer-winning prize winner. I'm going with Pulitzer until we figure it out.
Pulitzer?
Pulitzer.
Pool.
Poo.
Okay.
Like poo.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Like poop.
You could have said like pool.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Like poop.
Continue on.
The Pulitzer winning writer. Like, he might know someone. Anyone. He might know a family member. He might know someone that works in the building. He might know something. He might know whatever. Who knows? Like, I don't think he went out and was like, I'm just going to write this because. You know what I mean? Like, he definitely heard something.
But there wasn't anything to it.
I understand that.
You go to the story on patch.com, it was like 200 words.
I get that. Well, so what? How long does it...
If you're collecting Pulitzers, shouldn't you be scribing...
No, all you need is a tweet. However many characters you're allowed in tweets now.
I thought it was...
How many are you allowed in tweets now?
I thought it was questionable at best.
That's how long articles should be.
I think it's ridiculous. Pat and Glen Ellen. Pat, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Pat?
Happy Black Friday.
What up?
Happy Black Friday.
50% off over here, man.
I just asked Google, and it says Pulitzer.
Pulitzer. See? I told you.
Google's suspect, but though.
Sus.
I called on Wednesday to call into question the credibility of Mark Kunkel. I talked to you, Adam, and you hung up on me, so I don't know if you were out of time.
First of all, Pat, no, I remember you. I was trying to get you to call back in. Your phone dropped off. I don't hang up on people. I either tell you, I will tell the guys... I'll tell the guys, which is the equivalent of me hanging up on you.
Wow.
But your phone legit dropped. I was hoping you would call back because okay. I was going to put you on.
Well, I was driving somewhere, so I do appreciate that. But what I was saying was, if you're old enough to remember, which is only about 10 years back, there was a documentary produced by Rahm Emanuel's brother on CNN called Chicagoland, and Mark Kunkel voiced it. It was basically a commercial for Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, I remember that.
That compromised his credibility right there, and his career from there kind of gone, let's just say, tangential, to be kind.
Yeah, Pat, and I'm with you. I had a news source reach out to me and suggest that he's a bit of a shady reporter, so... So I and that's what they said I could say. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe
that's
the report at all.
That's what they said I could say.
Well, I'm not making it up. I've got a source on that.
I never said
if
you were.
We're doing one source reporting. I mean, might
never
as well, right?
Never said you were.
Dave in Forest View. Dave, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, so I'm in the big chair here watching Nebraska-Iowa, and Iowa's on the goal line, 6 yards out. And they just blow it right in. So now yesterday in the Bears game, Nagy takes 3 knees inside the 10. What kind of confidence does that show?
Thank you.
In his offense, he totally craps on the running game after game. You can't run Montgomery 2 plays and then go away from him for 9 and then go back to him for 1 and then come back to him for 2 and have any kind of consistency. It's just disheartening. And we beat the Lions. This should tell you how bad this team is. we beat the Lions in a last-minute field goal. And if the Lions didn't have all those penalties against them, the Bears would have got their would have lost the game. There's no game plan. I don't know what the Bears do all week. If they hold hands and sing kumbaya, but they're sure not practicing. I think any 12-year-old that plays Madden could come up with a better game plan than Nagy comes up with game after game.
Dave, how's the big chair?
The big chair is cool, man. And Nebraska, it just blew a huge lead, and Iowa come lead, yeah. back. But yeah, the big chair is good. Good for watching football.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. We've kept our eyes on Nebraska and Iowa taking place around 2 minutes left in this game. Nebraska's down 7. Mm-hmm. Iowa's come all the way back. It's 28-21.
Yeah.
2 minutes left to play.
Yeah.
Nebraska driving. I believe it's third down, though.
What did they do? Did they sit there and try to run the clock out and let Nebraska take all of its timeouts and then kick a field goal to win the game? No, they scored the damn football is what they did.
Annabelle in Brookfield, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Dude, I just want to join in on the conspiracy theory. It had me thinking a little while ago. So, what if Tyler Hockey said, what if Nagy was the snitch, and that's why the reporter was kind of nervous while talking with Jay Hood and Cap? Huh? What do you think?
Well, wouldn't you be more confident if the guy that told you is the one that's getting fired?
I don't think so. Not if he did it in the way where Nagy kind of planted the seed so he wouldn't get fired, so he kind of made the Bears look dumb, you know, like in adequate and contempt or whatever the word is, but whatever. You know what I'm trying to say, but whatever I'm just going on conspiracy, you know, you never know. I mean, he threw a story out there and hoping to get a couple more weeks at the helm.
Thanks for the phone call. Did you hear Tyler suggest this earlier today? Tyler Hockey suggests that it's Matt Nagy with the leak. Mm-hmm. So then, come on.
Was Conkle like his neighbor?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think
either.
So at all.
We've gotten
honest.
A tweet at Adam A. Abdallah, at Chris Bleck, that it's Pulitzer, P-E-W, pew, pew, Pulitzer.
Pew, pew, pew.
Which makes it's Pulitzer until I figure it out.
Okay. All right. You got Waddle's World stories there?
I do have Waddle's World stories.
That's next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Waddle's World is brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/find us. Member FDIC, Waddle and Sylvie off today. Black and Abdallah in for the guys. It is Waddle's World. It is Abdallah's World.
What up?
I will be giving you... news and notes.
Wow, news and notes.
News and notes.
All right. Do you want the Baseball Tonight chimes
to
go through your news and notes?
I don't. We don't do that.
Okay. All right. Just thought I'd ask.
All right. College football is taking place right now. Iowa is up 28-21 on Nebraska. Iowa scoring 21 unanswered points in that game is now... about a minute or so left in that game. I have a story about that game. So a man in Lincoln, Nebraska passed away, Milton Andrew Munson, and his obituary read, "In lieu of flowers, please place an irresponsibly large wager on Nebraska beating Iowa."
Oh no.
I hope you didn't do that.
Oh no.
The obituary written by Munson's sons ran Thursday, so yesterday, in the Hastings Tribune, the Lincoln Star-Journal reported. It caught fire on social media yesterday, captured the attention of some other people who reported it, and a bunch of people decided to put some money on it. So,
what was the line coming into the game?
Iowa was a 6-point favorite, 6.5-point favorite, 6-point favorite, I think, something like that. I believe. So there's that.
What's his name? Milton.
Milton.
All right. Well, let's think about Milton here in the final minute.
Milton Andrew Munson.
See if Nebraska can come back. They're driving the football right now. We'll see if Nebraska can honor Milton.
Other scores. Go. Number 4, Cincinnati, just scores a touchdown. They're up 7-3 against Eastern Carolina. Missouri and number 25, Arkansas, knotted at 3. Colorado and Utah in a rock fight with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. 3-0 Colorado right now with the upset. We don't have the upset bird, though. It's fine. It's cool.
I can get it for you.
No, it's fine. No. Don't want it. Nope. Okay. Well, it's kind of done now. We kind of did it.
Chicago's College Tailgate tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m. Saturdays in the fall. Black and Abdallah will be with you talking college football tomorrow.
Yes. Do you know what's happening right now? Do you know what's happening right now as we speak?
We got some good college football. I think there's a lot of college basketball tournaments.
There's a lot of college basketball taking place.
I think Alabama, the UIC Flames are playing right now.
Alabama lost to Iona yesterday.
The Blackhawks are in action.
Rick Pitino,
today.
So that doesn't really count,
though. The
Bulls
though, play tonight. There's
yes,
a lot of
the Bulls play
great.
Tonight. Dayton beat Kansas. Last second shot. Dayton beating Kansas.
Shout out to the Flyers.
How about that? Dayton Flyers beating Kansas, taking them down.
Okay.
The St.
Cool.
Louis Blues are currently leading the Blackhawks 2-1. The second period just started. And Chris, the match is taking place right now on TNT. The match at Wynn Golf Club in Las Vegas. It's Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka. Guess what?
Here.
Spoiler alert, they hate each other.
Ooh.
But they're playing golf against each other. Right now, they are through two holes, and Brooks Koepka is one up. They tied the first hole, and Brooks Koepka took a lead in the second hole during the second hole. So he is one up through two right now.
You're
in
done.
The match.
You're giving
taking
updates?
Place at Wynn Golf Club, Las Vegas. Stay tuned right here to ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 100.3 HD2, and twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Those are your places for constant match updates. Constant.
You have a whole plan?
Constant match updates. Constant.
We don't need constant updates between DeChambeau and
doesn't matter.
Koepka.
You're getting them. You didn't know you wanted them, but you did. So here's what I want to know.
It's a 12-hole match.
It's a 12-hole match, but I've got 18 holes up on my scoreboard. What happens for the last six?
I think ESPN.com didn't know how to finagle
that. I thought we
that.
Were told that this was four. This was four. 14 holes.
I thought 12 holes. 12-hole match.
Brooks Koepka, your leader.
Yeah. He won the second hole. He's up one through two.
He's up one through two right now as we give you wall-to-wall coverage of the match
on
TNT.
Seriously, no one cares.
I care.
No, seriously, no one does.
Doesn't matter. You're getting them. Have that song. Have the song at the ready.
But what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point? Don't you want to know?
Are they chugging protein shakes in between holes?
They hate each other.
Are any quarterbacks playing or anything? No. No.
Yeah. I mean, they're golf quarterbacks because they're golfers. They're the golf quarterbacks of their sport.
But, like, there's football on right now, man. Like, and you're breaking down the match.
Well, you want me? I'm not going to give you play-by-play of football, but I can give you play-by-play. They're through three now. They're through three.
Okay.
Still one up. Brooks Koepka through three.
All right.
Finished the third hole.
No one cares.
Oh, you'll care.
I don't.
You'll care by the end.
I do not care.
I logged into your gambling account, and I've placed a large wager on this, so
hopefully
you should care.
I'm Brooks.
Yeah, we're not.
Because I cannot stand DeChambeau.
The Bleck and Abdallah show, we are Brooks boys.
Yeah.
We are not.
We don't mess around with Bryson.
We are not DeChambeau douches. It's the only word I could think of. It's
can we move on, or do you need to listen to the whole song here?
We'll come back. I'll come back
we
to it.
We don't need to.
I'll come back to it.
This match has no impact on anyone's lives
I understand
lives
that.
At all.
I understand that. As we know, the Bears beat the Lions yesterday 16-14. The Raiders pulling off the upset against the Cowboys 36-33 in overtime of that game yesterday. And then the Bills. I think the Bills are fine. People were like, oh, Josh Allen sucks now. The Bills are bad. No, they're fine. They beat the Saints 31-6.
I thought Dak looked good yesterday.
I thought he did too.
Especially in the fourth quarter.
That defense, not so much though.
No.
That's so
Micah
much.
Parsons is fantastic.
Yeah,
He tries to do it all by himself.
Yeah, but the Cowboys were dealing with a bunch of COVID issues on their coaching staff and on their roster. So that's why that D1 another matchup. They still threw three. Brooks Koepka up one.
What?
Still threw three.
We don't need hole-by-hole analysis
that's
here.
Fine. You won't get it, all right. Ben. You will not get it.
Okay.
You will not get it.
What else you got there?
The Bulls play the Magic tonight, Chris. 6 o'clock tip. They lose to the Rockets in a bad game. That's probably their worst loss of the season, right?
I agree.
30-point loss, that's something you're just like, second night of a back-to-back, long road trip. Okay, fine. But losing to the Rockets, who only have one win so far this season, that's a bad loss.
Yeah, and they had opportunities. You just didn't see the typical game that we've seen from DeMar DeRozan to this point this season. He had 17 points. He did shoot well from three-point land. He went 4 of 5, but he went 6 of 19 from the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought at the end in the fourth quarter, just defensively, the rotations weren't quite there, and open shots for the Rockets were falling. Meanwhile, the Bulls had like 6 or 7 open three-point shots in the fourth quarter, and none of them fell. Outside Caruso hitting a couple of them.
Yeah.
It's a bad loss. That's a game that the Bulls should win because they're a much more talented team. And they weren't in a tough scheduling spot. They had rest. That was a tough loss for the Bulls against the Rockets on Wednesday night.
Bounce back. Beat the Magic tonight. Back-to-back tomorrow against the Heat. They play the Heat tomorrow or Sunday?
We'll look it up for you.
We'll figure it out. You look it up while I say that Brooks Koepka still leading through three in the match.
We don't need
here
hole-by-hole analysis.
Wall-to-wall coverage of the match here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 100.3 HD2.
The Bulls have a back-to-back.
And, of course, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago.
The Florida double dip.
But they're here, though.
They're in Orlando tonight. And they come back to Chicago tomorrow night.
Yes.
To host the Heat. That's going to be a good game.
They do. Oh, no. Poor Milton, who directed his friends and his family and his obituary to put a bunch of money on Nebraska in lieu of flowers as Nebraska throws an interception and Iowa will win this game. The score 28-21.
Shout out to Scott Frost and the Cornhuskers as they look to move to 3-10 on the season.
They will not.
So there you go.
They will not. You're a cat or dog person?
I'm a dog guy.
You're a dog guy?
I like dogs.
You're a dog guy. I'll tell you why that's a good thing when we come back.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on the ESPN Chicago app, 100.3 HD2 and ESPN.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Waddle's World. The guys are out. Bleck and Abdallah in for the guys on this Friday after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, Shopping Friday, whatever you want to call it. It's a Friday.
Eating a lot of food that's leftover Friday.
Leftover Friday.
Football Friday.
Football Friday. Lots of football as Iowa wins. What is that trophy?
It's the Iowa Hawkeye Nebraska Cornhusker trophy. That's a football that's built on some wood.
It's like a steel football.
Yeah, a lot of cool trophies in college football. That one, that ain't it. Just a football on some wood.
Yeah, that's not that
looks
ain't
like
it.
Something you win from your bowling league, to be
it
honest.
It does. Except with it's a football.
Instead of a bowling ball.
Well, no, it's something that...
It's
no.
The Heroes Trophy.
Yeah, the Heroes Trophy.
Oh, the Heroes Trophy,
yeah,
okay. It's something that the commissioner of that bowling league would buy, like, tongue-in-cheek that it's a football, you know? Because, like, couldn't find a bowling pin or something like that. Right? Okay. So, you are a dog person. I'm a dog person.
Yeah,
Eric,
dog
or cats?
People. Dog people.
Oh, dogs all day.
Okay. Dogs. We're the dog show.
Bossy dogs. Quiet dogs. Dog show.
According to a report, all cats are psychopaths.
Oh, yeah, that's obvious.
Cats have an element of psychopath in them, according to a new study. No, this is a new study, though, Chris.
Yeah, but it's old news to me. New study, old news to me.
A group of scientists from the University of Liverpool and Liverpool John Moores University have suggested in their latest research that most cats are psychopaths. It's just what they do. They want to see the world burn. My cat torments their prey rather than killing it straight away. My cat vocalizes loudly for no apparent reason. My cat is very excitable and becomes uncoordinated for no good reason. Is they're doing all that for either attention or because they're psychopaths, essentially.
Okay. So that's the new study.
That is the new study.
Old news, new study.
Old news, new study. Okay. Old news, new study.
All right.
Can I just say one thing about the holiday season that we just went through in
sure.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I love watching turkeys explode.
What do you mean turkeys explode?
Like the dropping the frozen turkey into the frying
in a
thing.
Deep fryer?
Love it.
And they're not ready for
Can't
it?
Can't get
and
enough
boom.
Of it. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, well, hopefully no one listening experienced that.
No. But like, I watched a bunch of fire, like they do the display of like what not to do.
Yeah, you don't put it in frozen.
I watched like the fire department. They're like all way far back. They're dropping it in like from the top of the fire thing, and it goes up.
Yeah,
it goes up. Speaking of dog shows, could you click that for me one more time, please?
Dogs. Bossy dogs and quiet dogs. Dog show!
History this week, Chris.
Yep.
As Claire, the Scottish Deerhound, won the National Dog Show for the first time, a back-to-back champion. The first time in dog show history.
Hold on.
In dog show history.
Hold on.
Yes?
What kind of broke, blank dog show you talking about? Is this the Westminster? Because that's the only one that I care about.
Best in show winner at 2021 National Dog
like
Show.
You're giving me like Arena League stats now?
I'm giving you
is
best
this
in
the
show.
Real dog show? I
at the 2021
show?
National Dog Show held in at the hosted by the Kennel Club of Philadelphia. Claire's victory marks the first time a dog has won back to back in the show's 20-year history.
Scroll up. I don't know. Is that the dog show?
It's not the Westminster Dog Show. No.
All right, so
no.
Who cares?
No. What do you mean?
You're giving me minor league stats.
Right.
Here.
So this guy is the back-to-back AAA MVP.
You got different factions. You got SEC, you got Big Ten, you got everything.
No. We want the dog show. That's what we want.
No, this is the one they run every Thanksgiving.
You
Everybody
sure?
was watching this yesterday.
I
Everybody
don't think
was.
So.
They were.
I was watching the Egg Bowl yesterday.
Well, that's on you, man. Yeah,
I was watching Lane
Carolina
and Leach.
Bear fan on Twitch. There was a dog show on NBC on Thanksgiving. Yeah, that dog show.
All
that
right. Okay.
Dog
all right.
Show.
My apologies.
Wow.
My apologies.
Wow. Of all the people in the world,
I subscribe to the real
Scottish
one.
Scottish Deerhound Claire. He doesn't want you to have your trophy. Chris wants to deny you your prize.
All right, what you
get for that?
What?
We're through four holes now with a match, Chris and Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka. Out in Wynn Golf Club in Las Vegas, Nevada. Brooks Koepka still one up through four. Now, this is not 18 holes, so there's not a lot of golf left. Not a lot of golf left. We are a third of the way.
It's a 12-hole match.
We are a third of the way through this match. No one has thrown any punches yet, as far as I know.
Any push-ups in between holes at the tee boxes?
I mean, shups for life, but I don't think so. Probably before then. See, your pecs are all puffed out. Please put it on. As Brooks Koepka is one up through four at the Las Vegas Wynn Golf Club for the match.
There's great college football on, and you want to watch the match?
I don't. No. I'd rather watch college football. I'd rather watch Cincinnati. And thank you.
All right, there you go.
There you go. There's that.
Okay.
It's time for the nuttiest story of the day, Chris.
All right.
It's brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
It's bound to get a little nutty.
Woman accused of walking into a home undressing, then hugging and sitting on people. Florida woman, Citrus County, Florida, was arrested on Sunday after police say she walked into a Citrus County home, undressed herself before hugging and sitting on multiple people. Can't do that, apparently. Police say that 35-year-old Heather Cruz walked into the home through a side door. Once she was there, she removed her clothing and started hugging people, including the homeowner. She then sat on the lap of two other residents while saying, "You know you like it," to one of the victims. Police arrested the woman and charged her with breaking entry and indecent exposure.
Yeah, well.
She was ordered to put on a shirt while resisting arrest officers, but then took it off. She kicked an officer in the chest, too.
Oh, jeez. Okay, all right.
That's the Screwball Peanut Butter, or Screwball, the nuttiest story of the day, brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey at Night with Screwball.
It's bound to get a little nutty. Now, as a guest, you enter a house. It is nice to give a hug once you enter in the house,
you're,
right?
If you're welcome.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, I mean, welcome, unwelcome guest. The hug is a nice way to go about it, no?
Yeah, I mean, look, when I walked into the house yesterday, saw my mom, hug.
Hug, boom.
Like, stepdad,
like
hug.
It's better than a fist pound, right?
Hug. Yeah, what am I going to fist bump my mom?
Or an elbow bump.
Hey, mom.
Yeah.
High five.
So she entered the house, and she's looking for hugs.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably should sit in a location that's not already occupied.
Don't sit on people.
Yeah, don't sit on people. It's
not in this,
right?
Not in this time.
But
not
even good. If they like it, as she said?
No.
Okay.
Because if you have to say you know you like it,
that
odds
means
are,
that someone probably doesn't like it.
I would guess to say. Now, quick math. 95% of the time,
yeah,
someone says you know you like it. I would say that 95% of the time, they don't.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
They don't. They
that
don't like it.
Sounds all right.
They don't like it. It's what happens.
All right.
Chris, we're through four holes here of the match.
Yeah.
The Wynn Golf Club, Las Vegas, Nevada. The match. Sorry, forgot to give it for the proper pronunciation, like Pulitzer. The match between Bryson DeChambeau, noted muscle bro, and Brooks Koepka. Noted non-muscle bro.
Noted try-hard.
Noted try-hard, but still could probably beat up Bryson DeChambeau. Who do you think would win in a fight between those two?
Brooks.
Brooks would?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think so, too.
I also think neither one of them know how to throw a punch, though.
Brooks might.
Bryson swings really hard.
Right, yes.
Like he's going to come and he's just swinging.
So
as
he's gonna wind up real far back for this punch, and then Brooks is just gonna like
step out
duck,
of the way, and then he's just gonna fall over.
Just nail him. And I feel like Brooks is one of these guys that instead of when you go to fight, goes to like square up for fisticuffs, is the dude that just goes for the tackle. Like he's just straight up tackling you.
I can see that.
And just taking you to the ground and then trying to like get you in the kidney or the ribs.
Are people like really into this? Like are you doing a service by giving people updates?
I think I am. I think if you're driving around doing some holiday shopping, getting the tree maybe, getting whatever you want to get.
I don't think anybody cares.
I'm telling you right now that through four,
wow.
Brooks Koepka is one up through four. We are a third of the way through this match. The match, if you will.
Wow.
And right now, Brooks Koepka running away with it, one up through four.
That's not running away with it. Running away with it would be four up through four.
Running away with it.
Okay.
One up through four.
Are we done with this now?
Yes, we are.
All right.
I mean, for now, until I give it to you, I give you more updates.
Can't wait. Can't wait. It's Plucking Up Doll. We're filling in for Waddle and Sylvie today here on ESPN 1000. Coming up next, we talked some Bears with you, and Abdal made a list the other night. I have my own form. That's coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie
on ESPN 1000.